This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In 4 days, I'll be sitting in a parking lot somewhere in Santa Monica, outside a post-production facility, waiting for the courage to go inside. In other words, in 4 days, I'll be screening the rough cut of my latest TV pilot. Now, I spent the past week or so in New York shooting that thing. It was a long shoot, and as the network reminds me as often as they can, an expensive one. And somewhere between the opening shots and the final call of "That's a wrap," I lost track of whether what was being captured on film was any good at all. For instance, we shot up a car. The show tells the story of three young men trying to live a bolder, more consequential life, and part of their journey involves one of them, the married guy, the guy who suffers under the thumb of his domineering wife, realizing that all of this meekness and lack of courage is wrapped up in the car his wife made him buy. It's an electric car, see, which he hates. Electric cars don't emit a throaty, manful roar when you hit the accelerator. And so, egged on by his friends, he takes a bat to it and then shoots at it. Now, New York is actually a remarkably easy place to film someone shooting up a car. The permits process is streamlined and sane, but still we were asking local residents to allow us to make a lot of noise deep into the night, well into the early hours of the morning when most normal people with rational jobs are asleep. And the way you film a sequence like that is dizzying. You get a bunch of angles of the guys pulling out the guns and pointing at the car, and then you rig the car's side panels and passenger window with tiny explosives, which will make it look like the blank rounds being fired by the actors are actually penetrating the metal, when in fact they're doing no such thing. Now, what can't happen, obviously, is for the special effects team to mistime the tiny explosions on the side of the car and have the whole thing go off at the wrong time, off camera. What happened, unfortunately, was exactly that. So now we have some terrific footage of the guys getting the guns and aiming them, and some hilarious sequences of the guys looking at the peppered car after they fired at it, but we're missing the crucial bullets hitting the car footage. Now, that's one of the reasons why, in 4 days, I'll be steeling myself in the parking lot. But then, that's always the problem with the first cut of anything. Rough cuts are invariably disasters. Things that went perfectly in production suddenly look, in the cold light of the editing screen, drab and uninteresting. The picture drags, the actors aren't good, the dialogue stinks. For some reason, every rough cut fills me with a sickening lump of dread in my stomach. This is awful. I always say to myself, why didn't I see it before? But then you do what you do in life when things aren't going right. You start to cut stuff out. Trims here and there, some scenes cut and rearranged, and suddenly it's shorter and faster, more sprightly and funny. Now, after 6 or 7 revisions like that, the final version emerges, and it doesn't make me sick at all. More often than not, I'm elated. So, 4 days from now, sitting like a coward in the parking lot, I'll try to remind myself that while the rough cut will look awful, the finished product will look terrific. It's all in there, I'll tell myself. This is just like life. I'll say, something seems bad, but stick with it. Take a deep breath every now and then. Chop out what's slow or boring or unsatisfying, and it will be great. Except for the car scene. That one is really going to stink. Some things you can't fix, like life. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will embrace possibilities. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.